Amy Farkas is town manager of Harris Township in Centre County.
Everyone's like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, well, I'm kind of like the town mom.
She's also the president of the Association for Pennsylvania Municipal Management, which means she hears complaints about staffing all across the Commonwealth.
Nether Providence, they said that they had issues with part-time laborers for their public works department. Center Region Council of Governments had trouble finding lifeguards. Lower Paxton said they are having some trouble attracting applicants for police hiring.
From public safety to parks and rec, government jobs are down in Pennsylvania. It's harder to go to the library or the pool. 911 calls can just ring and ring. School busing has been a mess. Overall, there are 6% fewer government workers in PA compared to pre-recession, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. When the pandemic started, many governments braced for a huge budget shortfall and shed staff. But they've since received infusions of federal stimulus cash, says Michael Masiag, researcher with the Pew Charitable Trusts.
It's not that governments don't have the budgets to bring back workers. In a lot of cases, it's just that they've been unable to.
In some cases, there are ongoing pandemic restrictions. In others, governments don't want to bring back all the positions they had pre-pandemic using one-time stimulus funds. And for the vacancies they do have, the competition for workers is stiff. That leads to more overtime and burnout for those already on the payroll. Farkas says her township has had to raise salaries to try to fill jobs.
I knew the job market, we weren't going to get somebody at $15 an hour.
She says the government has had to adapt during the pandemic and will have to keep changing to attract talent after it. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.